This is the national anthem of Switzerland. It's called the Swiss Psalm, and it sounds like a perfectly serviceable anthem.
But the Swiss want an upgrade. Alex Marshall has a new book called Republic or Death: Travels in Search of National Anthems. He explains the problem.
The current lyrics of the Swiss Psalm just sound horribly outdated. They come across as a biblical weather forecast, full of lines about how when the sun hits the Alps, you're meant to pray. And if you're a sort of secular 30-something, this doesn't inspire you. It doesn't get you going.
So the Swiss Society for Public Good is holding a contest for a new, more modern anthem. Sometimes a national anthem glorifies a country's great military moment.
But Switzerland is famously neutral, so lyrics about battlefield victories would seem to be off the table. The Society for Public Good looked for inspiration elsewhere.
They sought entries that talks about the things in its constitution, so issues like sustainable development and the country's strength in diversity. And to you and I, that probably sounds like an awful thing to put in a song. I mean, who's going to want to stand, you know, at a soccer game or at a rugby or tennis match and stand there with pride talking about the virtues of sustainable development?
After 3 years with entries coming from around the world, the Swiss public is voting, choosing among three finalists. Two use the same melody as the old Swiss psalm with, yes, lyrics about sustainable development and diversity.
Then there's the third entry.
Wir alle, wir stehen.
There's nothing about sustainable development in the lyrics, but Alex Marshall still finds the tune a little creepy.
To me, it sounds almost like the music's a sort of a Grimm's fairy tale. If I was a child, I'd be frightened learning this in school.
A creepy or not, the winner will be announced tomorrow.
In Freiheit sich entfaltet.